sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Monday, July 7th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is a very special guest, Steve Stern. He is the Chief Operating Officer of the Flagshirt Company, as well as Vice Chair of the Broward County Republican Executive Committee down in the free state of Florida. Good morning, Steve. Welcome on into Northern Michigan.
Well, thanks for having me here. Yeah, we got some sunny skies here, and it's fantastic.
So, yeah, I don't want to hear about it. We're cloudy and overcast and roughly about 70, so you just keep your Florida weather to yourself. I greatly appreciate that. Hey, Steve, I wanted to have you on today because you had reached out to me and many other folks and had put together a fantastic video platform for Flag Day, June 14th, 2025. It was not only the 249th Flag Day celebration of our country, but it was also President Donald Trump's birthday, and you put together quite an event. Tell the folks what you did and why did you basically do it?
So with flagshirt.com, we've been in business 71 years. About 4 years ago, my son came to me and said, hey, Dad, could you do a little thing on Flag Day because, you know, it represents what we do. So I said, sure. Well, he thought we'd do a little thing. It'd be about 15, 20 minutes. Well, it was 9 hours long. So we've been doing this every year, and we do it a little differently every year. And this year what we did was we had 34 speakers, including you, which you did a great job. We had Bob Olson on. We had Grant Stitchfield, General Flynn, Ohio Brett. We had Kevin Sorbo, the actor. We had Wayne Root, who has a great show, Dave Bratt, many, many other people. And they expressed what they felt about Flag Day and what it meant to them. So each year, and then in between, while the people were speaking, we had history of the flag, because a lot of people didn't know what the flag really means. And then we had really, I thought, one of our special guests who actually did a song and everything, Linda Lanier from Montana. What she did a little differently this year was she talked about what it meant when you fold the flag and what the 10 folds mean. And then she talked about what the Pledge of Allegiance means. So we had a lot of history on. John Solomon came on. He's got a great show. I happened to be on a show about a week before, and we talked about Flag Day, and it did a lot of important thing. We had Sheriff Mack on. We had a good friend. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, now, that particular video presentation, I believe, isn't that on your Rumble platform for people to look at and find if they want to find it, or did you actually put it on your Flagshirt Company website?
We have it everywhere, but if you go to Stern American Rumble, not only you can see that, you can see the individual clips of the different people. So we have the whole event there. Then if you want to see your favorite person, you could pull it up, and you can see your favorite person on there. We also had somebody very, very important on at this time, We had the YRs, the Young Republicans, Stefano Forte, who is very good. And then we had a real special guest. We had Jeff Clark, who did it at the White House. And we thought maybe President Trump would come by, but no, he was out at the time when he did it. And he did it in the war room. So you can see Jeff Clark on there. And many, many others, I told you some of them. And it's very, very interesting to listen to everybody and what they had to say. Because Flag Day is so important because patriotism is on the rise, finally. Of course, you know, the Republicans love our country. They all buy our flag shirts, and you're going to see a lot of our flag shirts on there. And the Democrats hate the country, which we have no clue why. And so this was such a great event. We had 8 million people on it. And a lot of people asked me, well, Steve, how do you get that many people on? Well, yeah, we're going to see you in a segment because I know we only have a little time.
Yeah, we're going to go to a short break here. A word from our sponsors. We're going to ask Steve Stern to stay on through the break. Stern America Rumble platform. Check it out. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying on through the break is Steve Stern. And, Steve, I want to talk to you about what President Trump talked about at the Iowa State Fair on Friday after signing the big, beautiful bill. He talked about the launching of America 250. This is a celebration that we're going to head into for next year's celebration, 250-year anniversary of our Declaration of Independence. Talk about what your involvement is and other groups that you're associated with, what you're planning to do to be part of this big party for America.
So we primarily do precinct strategy and election integrity, and I'm going to tell you how all this gets involved in this big celebration. When I saw President Trump 2 days before the 2022 election, he talked about getting involved, people involved all over the country. And this is what it's involved in. When we have a celebration, we got to get people involved. So if you go, if your people listening get a pencil and paper or a pen, they can write down some of this important information I'm going to give them. So the first thing I would say is go to www.precinctstrategy.com. This ties in with getting involved all over the country and also our election security, which is very important. So I'm glad you said that, because prior to President Trump going to Des Moines, he saw Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell talked to him about what we're doing on our election integrity and how President Trump can help us, because the communication has not been good between the Republican Party and President Trump during this election integrity information. It's kind of like been blocked. So Mike went up to talk about that and Tina Peters trying to get her out of jail. So on our election security calls this week, we're getting people involved, and it's going to be next Monday, the 14th. Anybody who would like to get on, there's different ways to get on. I'm going to tell you about some of the people who are involved and why it's important for this whole 250th anniversary coming up, because we have the 2026 elections, which people have gone to sleep. Right after President Trump won, I got a lot of emails, texts from people like Susie Wiles, Mike Lindell, from Steve Bannon, many, many people saying what we did on this election integrity really helped get him elected. And how did that happen? Well, we got on 145 different programs and asked people to go to the Republican site, which is protecttheVote.com, and become a poll watcher and poll worker. So we got to make sure that people don't go to sleep, because, you know, it's very easy. We won the election. President Trump is doing everything. But if we lose the 2026 election, which normally that happens, we won't have a great celebration for our 250th anniversary. So on next Monday, if you'd like to come on, we get about between 8 and 10 million people on this. And how do we do this? Well, first, let's tell you who's coming on. Each time we do, for the last three times, we have a state that is representative. So we have speakers from that state. And we're going to have the state of Washington on this time. And where you are, I think you're in Michigan. Am I correct,
yes.
Randy?
Yes.
So we had Michigan 2 times ago. We had Wisconsin on the last one. So we're going to have Jim Walsh, who's the head of the Republican Party in the state of Washington. We're going to have Robin Balkin, and we're going to have Kip Espinata, who is a podcaster. So how do we get all these people on? Well, we got about 9 months ago. We were doing this since I saw President Trump, because he asked me to get involved in doing an election security call. And we were doing this, and we were getting 200 to 500 people on. And then what happened was Steve Bannon had me on about 9 months ago. He has me on every time pretty much we have an election security call to talk about this, because he knows how important it is. So on that day, he put my email on the bottom of the screen, sstern1054@gmail.com. Write that down, sstern, spelled S-T-E-R-N, 154@gmail.com. And we had 1,000 people sign up. And then he told me at the end of the program, I'm going to put this live on Getter and on the War Room. And that started everything in motion. We started getting 150 podcasters together. We had people like YourNews.com, CloudHub, Lindell TV, Stern American, Radio, Getter, X. Every place was putting this live, and that's how we get all these people on. So you can go on Stern American Rumble and see it live, or you can come to me at sstern1054@gmail.com and get a link to get onto the thing. So we're going to have more important people. I'm going to have Phil Eisen on, He's going to be talking from Alaska, of all places, talking about ranked choice voting. A lot of people don't understand what ranked choice voting is. He's going to explain it to you how we don't want to have it. We're going to have Jeff Bongioni on. He's going to be talking about his lawsuit in Palm Beach. Yes, Florida, Palm Beach, Florida. We have fraud going on in Palm Beach. We got it going on in Pinellas Park. So there is fraud going on in many, many states, and that's one of the things that we're connecting with President Trump and getting his team together with our team, because we've had 200 different people on for election integrity. And I'm not an expert on election integrity, but we bring the people on. So we're going to have Linda Sinkowitz on, who's going to talk to you about all the people that voted twice in the United States. Yes, there are people that voted twice. How does that happen? Very simple. You may own a home in New York, and you may own a home in New England, where she's from in Connecticut, and she's doing a tremendous job in doing that. And she actually has been down at the Justice Department talking to them because she has a lot of information. Now, remember, Justice Department, President Trump, they don't have the people on the ground like we do. We've had 200 different people talking on our election security call. You have a question before I go on, Randy?
Well, I just wanted to get a point of clarification. You know, voting twice, number one, is a felony in the United States. And a lot of this happens with dual residencies, like you say, a summer home, winter home, vacation home, or whatever. But it happens all the time. And this kind of information, we've been getting it out, you know, here in Antrim County, Michigan, which is where I'm from. We had the tip of the spear case with Bill Bailey. Finding, you know, disparaging things happening in our clerk's office in the 2020 election. Russell Ramslin and that entire group came and actually did a forensic audit on our clerk's machine here in Antrim County, Michigan, and, you know, ended up going nowhere because the cases, when they go to court, Steve, end up with basically the courts, the judges deciding we didn't have legal standing. But this is something that we're coming at this now from a completely different angle. Now that we have Pam Bondi and Donald Trump in office, this is all now going to be closely scrutinized and absolutely going to be part of this next year's election process, is what you're basically saying.
Yeah, 100%. But it's important that we have the communication, and that's something that I've talked about for a long time. We have not had the communication. You know, I'm part of the RNC. They have their own people, and they think that it's going to happen well, and I can tell you how it didn't. First of all, let's talk about Michigan. We have a pastor out there who got in front of one of the election offices in Detroit and brought in 50 people who they say voted, who swore under oath that they never voted. So you could see how this happened. Now, yes, Pam Bondi, you know, we've been told, it's President Trump's been in office a while now, we've been told that there'll be people arrested, but we haven't seen the first thing happen yet. And that's one of the things that I'm concerned about. And that's why Mike went up and talked to President Trump. This is the third time he's gone up. But President Trump gave it over to Susie Wiles and one of the other guys to handle. And I always say, unless we get somebody up there who's responsible for us to call them, because, see, we have the people on the ground. They have the information that's good. And we have somebody who we work with who has been on our program a lot, Michelle Swinnick. She spent 2 years showing how in Maricopa County, how they stole the election. Now, we have this all over the country, but I want to point out something very important. President Trump did win, but we did lose down ballot areas. And one of the things are, and Joe Hoft, who is with Gateway Pundit, has reported on this in California, in Orange County. We report this all the time. You could see this where mail-in ballots only, and John Goodman's going to come on and talk about how in the Constitution it tells you there shouldn't be any mail-in ballots. And he's also talked to Mike, and Mike talked to President Trump about this. So the problem is that when lawyers go to these cases, they talk a good game, but they don't have the information that we have, and we're glad to provide it. And that's where the communication comes in. And shows like yours, very important, and I'm going to tell you why. President Trump won the election in part of the ways, and he got on to podcasters, and his son, who's in school now in New York, told him that he's got to get on these podcasts, because young Americans will vote for you if they hear and listen. And he got on a bunch of podcasts that made a big difference. And like I said, I've been on 150 different podcasts. And, you know, even though maybe some people only have 100 people or 200 people listen, we've been on and have 50,000 people listen. So we don't turn anybody down. And we bring this information out. And many people call me and email me, and it takes a lot of time. Listen, I'm 84. We've got to get the YRs. We've got to get in Turning Point. Charlie Kirk has done a wonderful job in getting people involved. But again, do they communicate? No. And that's what I'm here to let everybody know. We've got to have communication. We're also going to have on our next one Marley Cornick, who has about 5 lawsuits going on. You know, there's lots of lawsuits going on. We win some of them, we lose some of them. So all these people need to get together with somebody that President Trump appoints as a czar for election integrity. Can you imagine if he gets all this information that we have, and we got 200 people have tremendous information in many states, and that could be the difference. So that's why you say, well, we go in Michigan to court, we lose the case. We lose the case everywhere because the lawyers who represent these people have no clue in many cases what's happening. So you need to bring in the experts that we have that have that information and can prove it. And in Nevada, there's a lot of cases going on. In Wisconsin, there's a lot of cases going on. Don't think they're not cases going on. Pennsylvania, Greg Stenstrom, who's on all the time, can show you where he sued and actually won the cases. So we are winning in a lot of areas. But I'm going to tell you why one of the reasons, I know we only have a few minutes left, why we won the last election. What the Republican Party did this time was they started to sue prior to the election, whereas on the last election, we sued after the election. So we stopped a lot of this stuff happening. But you can see we lost probably about 20 down ballot, and I get back to Orange County. 3 candidates lost because they won the election. And then a week later, about 10,000 votes came in. And they said to the people, where did these votes come from? And then they were up a little bit. The next week, another 10,000 ballots came in, and they were tied. A week later, more ballots come in, and they lost. Well, they manufactured these ballots because they're sure. Never. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I could go on for an hour with you, but I do want to get the information out for this upcoming meeting that's taking place a week from today, July 14th. Give the information out to the audience where they can become part of this event this coming Monday, July 14th.
So it'll be 2 o'clock Eastern time. And if you want to go to stern1054@gmail.com, I'll send you a link. If you don't get to the link, you can go to Stern American Rumble. Very simple. We're live on that. We're live on the War Room. We're live on Getter. We're live on Facebook, Cloud Hub, everywhere. Just look for this at 2 o'clock, and we're glad to do it. I'll give you my phone number, 954-318-6902. You can call if in case you can't get on. We always come on early to let everybody know. Once your email comes on, then we get your email. We will list you every time. You'll be able to come on every 2 weeks for all these things. If you want to see any of the back issues, go to Stern American Rumble because there's some important information. If you want to get involved, we have 10 organizations that you can get involved with.
Okay.
You got it.
Very good, sir. I appreciate it. Hey, if you guys want the information, just text me Stern, STERN. I'll send you the link to the websites, his phone number, all of it. Steve, we appreciate everything you're doing for us and our country, sir. Thanks for coming on the show today.
You got it.
Bottom of the hour news of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading